latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Kieran Clarke again set to miss out for the Magpies in the Championship clash against Burton at St James's Park on this Wednesday night. Clarke suffered medial ligament damage against Fulham last month. He's not ready to return. Fellow defender DeAndre Yedlin will be out with a thigh injury, though Newcastle boss Rafael Benitez expects to have him available. Benitez has no other injury problems as Newcastle look to return to the top of the Championship after being knocked off top spot by Brighton when they won 3-1 against Birmingham on Tuesday. Victory, of course, will also make another big step towards an instant return to the Premier League. Well, Rafa Benitez preparing for a Real Madrid game just over a year ago. Well, now his eyes are on Burton Albion's visit to St James's Park on this Wednesday night. Speaking about Nigel Clough's side, he said physically Burton are strong. They have a very clear game plan, and he said the division has been challenging as all teams play differently. Some approach games more defensively, and when you're a top side, you attack and you can get exposed. So we have to do our job, and that is it. We don't think about a 10-point gap to the third-placed Reading. Well, on the transfer front, midfielder Daniel Balasa has been linked with a move to Turkish side Besiktas this summer. It's been reported the Turkish champions have been offered the 20-year-old by the players' management team. It's confirmed a number of other Turkish sides are tracking the central midfielder. Born in the UK, Balasa is eligible to play for Turkey and he's featured for the national side at under-16 and under-17 level. Player was due to go out on loan in the January window, but boss Rafa Benitez decided he would stay on Tyneside with the club, struggling with a number of injuries at the time. He made his debut in the FA Cup against Birmingham in January, played the full 90 minutes on the left in a 3-1 win, followed it up by being named on the bench for the league game with Rotherham, and then played again in the 3-0 defeat at Oxford in the fourth round of the FA Cup. He hasn't featured in the first team squad since, though, and he's played regular for Peter Beardsley's under-23s throughout the season.